Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Thursday, May 21st, 2015. It's a beautiful day in Clearwater, Florida, and I'm feeling a little out of breath at the moment because I decided that while the opening song is playing, that I would exercise. And so I've been sitting here doing arm exercises because one of the things about getting toxic chemicals out of your body is you just need to get your lymph system moving. And your lymph system doesn't move unless you move your body. It doesn't have a pump like your heart. And so your lymph fluid just sits there in your body, not moving waste out unless you move. And so I just decided that I was just going to move my body during the opening song. And so, anyway, I'm here breathing now, but I think that that's a good idea. I'm going to just continue to do this. And if you feel like you just want to get up and move while you're listening to the opening song, when you listen to the show tomorrow and the next day and whenever, just do so. I'm just looking at different ways to get exercise into my life, even if only in a minute at a time. Anyway, but that's not the subject of today's show. Today, we're going to talk about skin and laundry products for baby. And my guest, this is a new business. And my guest is a lovely woman who has three children. And she wanted to have some simple, safe, organic products that she could use that would be safe for her children's skin. And so she created her own. And her name is Lindsay Heron. She's the co-founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics in Bozeman, Montana. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I guess it's morning here. Maybe it's almost afternoon there.
It is just past afternoon here. but people are listening all over the world, you know, and so it could be anytime, anywhere.
That is true. Well, I'm very, very honored to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. So tell us your story about why you started this and how it all happened.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we got started, it kind of like anyone that starts something, it was an idea, at least for us, that came organically, to say the least, is we had kids, and with having children, I became aware of lots of things that I hadn't previously been aware of, what kind of stroller I needed, what kind of food we should be eating, you know, all of these things got thrown at me, and what I really found was this hyper-awareness to, you know, have the best environment for them to create a healthy environment for their bodies to grow. And so I kind of dug in and started reading and doing research, and I also happen to be married to a chemical engineer that is also very health conscious. So by nature, we sort of had that going for us before that. And then when we had babies and we started registering for things, we registered for cloth diapers, and we were growing our own food, and, you know, we noticed that there were a lot of things that you had to do for cloth diaper care, and with that came detergents, and so kind of our whole evolution of our product line and our mission statement and all of that really stemmed from our laundry detergent, from being a cloth diapering mom. What we found is that we needed specialty laundry detergent, and we couldn't leave any residue, and, you know, all of these things, this laundry list of things that came with that and all this care. And when I dug into the detergents that we needed to be using, I found, first of all, that they were very expensive. I also mm-hmm. became a bit knowledgeable of laundry detergents that are on the shelves, and was also pretty shocked about things that were in it, and then also finding out a lot of health concerns that are linked to a lot of these chemicals that are on shelves that really I didn't feel like anyone was talking about in my circle. And so we sort of started there.
That's an excellent place to start. So from that beginning, then, how did you, I'm always interested to know how a person who isn't like a big business person, how do you start a small business like this to make a non-toxic product?
Well, I'm on a learning curve every single day.
I understand.
I was a counselor and just, you know, went to school to be a mental health and addictions counselor. And my husband works in the energy industry. And really, I would say every day what motivates us is our passion and mission to make a change. And also you know, we had this idea, and it, you know, our laundry detergent is very unique, and you know, we can talk about that at some point. But really, I feel like I kind of feel like God gifted us this idea, and then has opened a lot of doors along the way to help us get it started. We've had a lot of people that are experts in the industry, a lot of lawyers and patent attorneys, and things that we are not experts in, come our way. And also it takes a lot of initiative to do research and be knowledgeable about what we're doing and passionate and be able to answer questions and connect the dots and be willing to ask questions that, for I know a lot of people are don't seem very smart, but I only have to ask them once. So when I ask a question that seems very ground level for certain experts in this industry, I'm appreciative when I have people that are willing to kind of mentor me and bring me along in marketing strategies and packaging industries and things like that, where you know, we have to bring it all together at the end of the day.
Yes, it really is a big thing. I've been in my field for more than 30 years, and there are times when I think, oh, I should just create some products. And then I look at what what goes into creating products, and I think I'll just write about products, because it really is such a huge thing. And especially, you're not just selling them online, you're selling them to stores too?
Yep, we're in stores. And, you know, it's just, the thing that I've learned too is there is a lot that goes into it, but it is doable. If it's honest and authentic. So when we go into some of these stores, you know, there's strict regulations in a lot of these health food stores and co-ops and, you know, things like that. And if your product is true, and if the ingredients are true and things that are in it and your labelings and stuff, it's actually a reasonable process if the legwork has been done. And so that's also been helpful for us too, is, you know, each of our products, we've spent a lot of time on really making sure that they're polished and ready to go. And then once that foundation is laid, then things start moving. At least that's been our experience.
Yes, you've done a really good, not really good, you've done a really excellent job of your products. And we're going to talk about your products. We're coming up to the break, so I don't want to start about talking about them right now. But okay. You've done such an excellent job of ingredients. We're going to talk about your ingredients and your packaging and everything. It's just, there's an excellence about them that even when I just went to your website, and my first impression of your website has that excellence about it. And I just wanted to call you right up and say, come on my show, because I could see the thought that went into the ingredients. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Let me just ask you, your husband's a chemical engineer. What does he like work developing chemicals?
He doesn't anymore. He works as a consultant in the energy industry for energy and trading and risk management. Mm-hmm. So he you know, at one point in college and right out of college, he worked with I'm missing what it is, but it's when you go into hospitals and you get like a liquid nitrogen. That's mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. So we lived in Houston for a while, and for almost 6 years he worked in that industry with the liquid nitrogen for a pretty big company and working with hospitals, and then switched and moved into more of a consulting role for trading power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's morphed a bit in his career, but if the basis is that chemical engineering part.
So he has, when you're working on developing your products, you had the knowledge of your husband as a chemical engineer.
Really that came into play with our laundry detergent.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear more about that. When we come back, we'll talk about, I want you to tell us about laundry detergent chemicals.
Sure.
Things that you learned about what you didn't want in your laundry detergent. And we'll talk about how you came to develop your own formula. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lindsay Herron. She's the co-founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics in Bozeman, Montana. And they make skin and laundry products for baby that are organic, simple, and safe. You can go to their website at buckaroo-organics.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Kevin Dadd, and My guest today is Lindsay Herron. She's the founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics, and their website is buckaroo-organics.com. Okay, so Lindsay, when you started making your laundry detergent, what did you not want to put in it and why?
The first thing I started with was sulfates and phosphates. But like I said, we started with that cloth diapering detergent, and previously to that, I think over the years, I hadn't been super tuned into my laundry detergent. I think for years, we spent so much time on food and our food sources and pesticides and things like that. And then, like I said, once we had babies and we started cloth diapering, we really started to hone in on what are all of these products. And so when we started looking at water waste systems and residues that are left behind, fragrances, things that when you smell your clothes, they smell good. And I grew up in a family where my mom had this laundry detergent that always smelled good and our sheets smelled good. And then when I really dug into it, I realized that that's not necessarily a good thing at all when there's fragrance on laundry detergent or on your clothes, that residue has been left behind and then, clinging to the fabric that's sitting on your skin all day. And then obviously not good for cloth diapers. And so I started with fragrance and then kind of moved into sulfates and phosphates. And then, then the list just started going, on different chemicals, and then also when I was reading ingredient lists, especially on liquid detergents, oftentimes, the first ingredient can be water, and then it moves right into some kind of sulfate, and they're everywhere. And then phosphates, too, are being limited in certain states just because the toxic aftermath that they have on our water systems and ecosystems, choking off different waterways and aquatic life, too. So, when we think about using laundry detergent, the amount that we use every single day, it's insane on a massive level of what's being wasted back out into septic tanks and different various water exit systems.
Yes, it is. It very much is. So then how did you go through the process of finding the ingredients that you then decided to use? Because they're pretty unusual ingredients.
Yeah. And sorry to the first question that you asked me. I think that was a lot of information. I'm just super passionate about everything that we're doing. So jump in there if I'm overwhelming with some of this stuff. But when we looked at all of that, I thought there has to be a better way. There has to be something different. And I needed it to not be a plant-based detergent or a derivative of a plant-based that has been altered in some way, because you can't use that with the fibers in certain cloth diapers. And so
Let me ask you a question, because I'm not a mom. I haven't done the cloth diapering thing, although I totally believe in it, and if I was a mom, I would do it. But since I haven't done it, it sounds like you're saying that when you're doing cloth diapering, they give you some instructions about what kind of detergent to use. Is that right?
Yes. There's
And what are those instructions, and where do they come from?
Yeah, so, I'm not exactly sure where they come from. I'm imagining we also come from a town that is the founder here. Her name is Kim, and she is the founder of Grovia Diapers, and she's done a brilliant job with her cloth diapering business. I mean, they're a very big brand in the cloth diapering world, and so she has all sorts of testing that's been done on her cloth diapers. And so this care list comes with how to wash them, how to strip them, which means that you clean the fibers if there's an ammonia buildup. And then there's a list of laundry detergents that have been deemed safe so far. And so then these laundry detergents kind of post, and then there are things that you shouldn't use on these fibers because the residue clings to them and then clogs them, making them less absorbent for what they need to be functional for. And so, following, and cloth diapering, even if you haven't done it, moms that do know it, it's an investment. The cloth diapers are, up front, they're an investment, and then if you care for them and use them, you can, we've used them for our children, and we have three, and so they do last, and they're so eco-friendly. But yeah, the instructions, they can be a bit overwhelming at first if once you get started, and then it's easy once you keep going. So that's where we started, not wanting that plant-based derivative that could potentially clog the fibers. And so I got a hold of the soap nuts. Have you heard of those before?
Absolutely. I've been using them for years. I think okay. I used the first soap nuts that ever came out.
Okay. Well, I get excited talking to people about soap nuts because it's something that I think is a big part of talking about our laundry detergent. If people haven't heard of them, you know, they've been around for a long
talk
time.
Talk about them.
Well, so the soap nuts that we get grow in the Himalayas, and we import them from Nepal is where they come from, and then they're certified organic here in the States. And it's a berry that grows on a fruit tree, actually, so it's not a nut. And the husk of the berry is made up of pure saponins or a soaping agent. And so once the berry is de-seeded and dried, you're left with a husk, or it kind of looks like an acorn. I mean, you know, but just to talk about them. And then that husk is pure soap and is biodegradable and works brilliantly to clean things without leaving a residue or a scent behind.
Brilliantly. I think brilliantly is the word, because the first time I used soap nuts, I was shocked at how soft my cotton clothing was. It just was soft in a way that I've never experienced it before. And I think that one of the things that people don't realize is how much detergent clings to, and soap clings to the fabric. And so you have that whole residue just scratching your skin all the time. And I think that when I first went to your website, I thought, oh, she's doing the skincare products, but she's also doing the laundry. I didn't really know that you started with laundry. I thought the laundry was so that you were focusing on baby's skin and that the detergent wouldn't scratch their skin. But yes. You started with the laundry.
We did start with the laundry, and our products are, we've had a few people say, you know, they don't just fit really all together. And I'm like, what kind of our company has come about is when we found gaps in the industry and found gaps on the shelves, we sought to create something different. So we have a respiratory rub, and we have a laundry detergent, and we have things that we didn't feel were super acceptable on the shelves, and including our packaging is all biodegradable. And so, you know, it doesn't have maybe a sequential look when you look at our whole product line, but we're really targeting that hypoallergenic skincare of products that are possibly not out there to fill those gaps.
I really got it that you were about hypoallergenic skincare. When I looked at your website, I thought that's what they're doing, is that they're looking at every aspect of what might help or harm a baby's skin and providing something for that. And we'll talk more about your products when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lindsay Herron. She's the co-founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics in Bozeman, Montana, and her website is buckaroo-organics.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lindsay Herron, co-founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics, and her website is buckaroo-organics.com. So just to finish up about your laundry detergent, or laundry, what do you call it, laundry powder, laundry something?
Well, it's called soap berry suds, but we just call it a laundry detergent.
Yeah, but I just want to differentiate that it actually isn't a detergent. It, you know, there's a specific, like, detergent is less a specific word that has a specific meaning that's different from, say, soap. And even what you're doing is even different from soap. So usually, if you buy soap nuts, in the beginning, when I started using them, you just bought whole soap nuts, and you put them in a little bag, three or four of them in a little bag, and then you throw the little bag in the wash. That's to keep the bits of soap nuts that start breaking down contained in the little bag. But what you've done is you've made a laundry product, I'll just call it a laundry product, that takes those soap nuts and adds other ingredients to them. Mm-hmm. So why did you do that? Why did you decide to add these other things and grind up the soap nuts and make it into this kind of product? And how does that make it, like, why should I use your product instead of just plain soap nuts?
Right. What's different about ours?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, it is a powder. So what we did is we found that the soap nuts themselves weren't working really well with our hard water system, our hard water, and so we needed something to break that surface tension of the water so that the water itself could do the job, and that, you know, the soap nuts could aid in that. And so Brad reformulated it, and he knows all of the chemical reaction when it hits the water, but I'll do my best. So he reformulated to powder it so that it added those elements of sodium carbonate, sodium bicarbonate, to descale your machine, you know, soften that water and be able to let the water itself really do its job in conjunction with those soap nuts.
That sounds really good. I can hardly wait to try
it. Thanks. he gets all scientific about it, and I do my best.
No, you did really well. You did really well. Okay, so then the other laundry product that you have are wool dryer balls.
Yeah.
And why wool dryer balls?
Well, I had been using them for about 10 years, and then when our company really kind of took off and we started filling these gaps, I thought mine were breaking down a bit. I thought we should do something different. And what we found is that, as you said before, we were targeting that hypoallergenic market, and when people actually found us, we have been shocked at the amount of skin sensitivities and allergies that people have to laundry soap and laundry detergent, and whatever they're using. I mean, we've had people crying at our table at trade shows about how they feel like they're allergic to themselves, and they haven't found anything that works like our laundry soap. And so then we found that people were using dryer sheets and still struggling. And so throwing in a fabric softener sheet that coats your clothes with all sorts of residues and your machine and your dryer wasn't really effective. And so we thought, okay, let's go back to work to really create this holistic laundry room that gives you a great laundry a soaping agent, and then also helps you to put in your dryer and, you know, reduce static and all naturally. And then you can add essential oil to these wool dryer balls. And have you used them before? You guys probably know all about this.
I know about them, but I haven't actually used them. I don't use dryer sheets either. I just throw things in the dryer. So why should I, how will they help my drying experience?
Well, first of all, I'm going to send you some, Deborah. You need to be on these wool dryer ball train with us.
I want to be. I have all
they're coming your way today.
Why I needed them.
So you use them in packs. We sell them in packs of 3 or 6. And the way that you use them is they're very low maintenance. You don't have to care for them or do anything. You throw them in your dryer. So in quantities of 3 would be smaller loads or medium size loads, and then the 6 is for family loads, or the laundry that I do is, you know, shove as much in there as I can and get it done. And so that would use 6 dryer balls for that. So you're tumbling them with each load of laundry to kind of soften your clothes naturally, reduce static. You know, they're safe for people with wool sensitivities. They're handmade with a felted center. What else can I tell you about them? They last 1,000 loads. So also in our mission to kind of create this chemical-free laundry room, we needed it to be affordable. So our laundry detergent itself is 18 cents a load. And then the wool dryer balls last up to 1,000 loads. So it's something that's really cost effective for families, not just babies, but you can use this laundry combination for anyone, really.
Wow. I wonder how much money you save using your wool dryer balls instead of those fabric softener sheets.
Yeah, like, I haven't. I would have to crunch some numbers. I haven't used them in years, just because, you know, we're kind of chemical conscious, but a lot, I'm sure.
A lot, just a lot.
Because I know sometimes my mom even throws in too.
Yeah, you ought to get your mom some of those wool dryer balls.
Oh, she's switched over, but we've had a number of conversations of, you know, just things. And like I said, a lot of times people are not addicted, but they really have that comfort, you know, those comfort feelings with your laundry smelling a certain way. But if we can shift that mentality a bit to understand that those chemicals are sitting on your skin all day, I'm hoping that, you know, that's part of our goal too, to help create awareness about that.
Well, this is just a really important point, because one of the most toxic things, this is, I mean, I think a lot of my listeners know this now, but I'll say it again anyway, is one of the most toxic things we can be exposed to is fragrance. Mm-hmm. And it really, it's an endocrine disruptor. It's got all kinds of thousands and thousands of chemicals that go into these fragrances, and they can disrupt your immune system, your endocrine system. And they're, when they're there, in your sheets or your fabric softener sheet or whatever on your clothing, it's just going in your body as you're sleeping all night. You know, mm-hmm. It's going in your body as you wear your clothes all day. And it's just one of those toxic exposures that we can just do without. I mean, it's the fragrance is not essential to life, especially synthetic fragrance. So, yeah. So if you could just replace all the fabric softener dryer sheets with your wool balls, I would be very happy.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I'll help that you. Is the point.
We need to have a fabric sheet, a fabric softener sheet, wool ball exchange campaign.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like turn them in at the end of the day or something. It would eliminate so much, though. Just, you know, when you think about, like I said, the amount of laundry detergent that goes through homes every day and these fabric softener sheets. And, I mean, we all wear clothes. It's everywhere in our homes, our sheets, our curtains, our everything we wash. And I just thought, you know, this is one step in this laundry room alone that trickles out into our households, our daily, you know, every interaction that we have during the day is touching clothes, touching, you know, if you wash your car, I mean, whatever you're spraying. I mean, there's just a lot of things that, like you said, come from fragrance, but also come from directly from that laundry room. And so understanding what's in there is so important.
It's so important. So important. We're coming up on a break here, but I just want to say one more thing. Yesterday, I happened to be in a public place, and I took a deep breath, and I got this huge breath of somebody's laundry fragrance who was standing in the room. You know, and it's just like you're in a room with like 100 people. How much laundry fragrance is that? So on to the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lindsay Herron, co-founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics at buckaroo-organics.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lindsay Herron. She's the founder and CEO of Buckaroo Organics in Bozeman, Montana. Great website. Your website is beautiful, as well as your packaging and your products. It's just, anyway, let's talk about your skincare line. Because again, you've just got these incredibly simple, pure ingredients. So tell us about the ingredients and also what you've made from them.
Sure. Well, thank you for the compliments, by the way. The goal with our ingredients were to pick intentional ingredients and group them together so that they were healing what we needed them to heal without all of the other chemical jargon in there that is potentially bogging down our immune system. So the goal was to give the body something topically on the skin that helped boost the immune system and let the body kind of heal itself. And so when I really, you know, like I said, dug into some of these gaps on the shelves, I was thinking, you know, first two ingredients are definitely bogging down immune systems, or, you know, if it's petroleum or petrolatum based in some of these balms.
Right.
So we sought out to pick ingredients. We looked for something different, and a lot of our stuff has essential oils in them, and so we did a lot of reading and research on essential oils that target skin irritation such as eczema, psoriasis, rashes, things that irritate the skin after, you know, wearing clothing, sunburns, and then, of course, being kind of a pregnant mommy at the time, our Mother Hen, which is our organic body butter, which is probably one of our best sellers, is simple ingredients that are targeted to kind of keep the elasticity in the skin using frankincense, myrrh, lavender, and then shea butter base. So does that answer kind of your question?
Yeah, but tell us more about the different products that you have in your line, because I'm looking at a whole page of different interesting things.
Yes. Okay, so we do have that belly butter or body butter, and that is targeting, again, just kind of stretching skin, and or it's been it's my brother who works with a lot of cardiologists that scrub in water all day. These guys love that Mother Hen product just because it's so nourishing to the skin and it isn't water-based. We have a Tough as Nails, which is a skin treatment with antifungal properties as well, and that's a serum-based, so it's an oil-based product that you use very little of. My husband had a big skin graft surgery and so needed something for scar tissue on his hands and then the inside of his arm, and so we kind of created this product that's also been used for a facial treatment for acne. I mean, I'm getting new feedback on this product every single day. this Tough as Nails product has been really great for a lot of people. We have three different balms. So we have a cloth diaper bottom balm, which would be similar to like a diaper stick or something that you'd use, but it's healing, and then just really simple ingredients, you know, targeting that killing of yeast and then also kind of sealing up the skin and letting it heal itself. We have a Sleepy mm-hmm. Spurs rub, which is a unique rub in and of itself. It uses a blend of essential oils that relaxes the body, so it decreases anxiety and helps increase sleep. Originally created for kind of colicky babies and getting babies to sleep through the night, we've also seen a huge increase in women using this product on the insides of their arms, so on kind of the inside of your forearm for hormone balancing, for, you know, kind of big hormone changes and maybe menopause times or, you know, sleep times or you know, stress triggers a whole different release of hormones too sometimes. So that's the Sleepy Spurs. What else?
And then you have a respiratory rub.
Respiratory rub. We found a lot of problems with respiratory rubs, actually. When I dug into respiratory rubs, I learned a lot about essential oils, even in some of the natural products. There's three different kinds of eucalyptus, and eucalyptus can be really hard on infants' kidneys. And so we use a form of eucalyptus that's called Eucalyptus radiata, and it's really mild on babies' kidneys. So that one is definitely targeted more towards a definite baby product as well, just because it's dosed appropriately for infants using essential oils, and then also uses, you know, a combination of, you know, when you're talking about children 12 months and under, there are only certain essential oils that are safe to use on them, and so, you know, it's limiting in in respiratory rubs, and so that's that one.
And then you also have these fizzy things for the bath.
So our Fresh Farm Fizzies, we live on a property and have chickens and animals, and so all of our products have kind of cheeky Montana names. But the Bath Fizzies are a bath bomb that you drop into the bath, and they fizz up, and they come in an adorable recycled egg crate and then little eggs inside. And so they're individually packaged, and you just drop them in. They all smell like lavender, again, being baby safe, and they have all sorts of nourishing sea salts in them. And then we use lavender for a calming effect, and also lavender can be so soothing for the skin.
You know, I'm looking at all of these things, and I've been looking at product labels and ingredients for 30 years, and you just have one of these lines that is just so simple and pure that it just, when I look at things that are more complex and synthetic, I just say, this just is so not needed, because look, you can do it in such a simple way. And I had another guest on who had a similar line of products, but they weren't baby oriented. They were adult oriented. They're very simple. He just started out with soap because he was wanting to make something that people could clean their skin with. And they're just really exceptional soaps. But then he went the next step and made Soap Nuts laundry product. Because, and his is different than yours, but he's just actually selling Soap Nuts because he wanted his customers to be able to not have their skin be irritated by the laundry. So it's that same combination of caring for your skin by how you're cleaning it and you know, having natural things to put on it to heal it, and also having that really pure laundry, I think, makes a huge difference. I think that people are having so many skin problems because just from their laundry products.
So
I think you have just an outstanding combination here. Just really wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you've thought it through really, really well. So we only just have a couple of minutes left. Any final words you'd like to give us? Something you haven't said yet?
I just appreciate you having us on there, and I also just want to let people know we've just partnered with a new company, so we have a program online that's called Give Five, Save Five, and so in our efforts to create eco-friendly products, we're also donating 5% of our company of profits to clean water projects, to specifically targeting children and families that don't have access to clean water. So we just are really excited about some of the projects coming down the pipes. Being only a year old, we have a lot of moving pieces going, and this is a side of our business that I felt extremely passionate about, and things have really lined up in the last few months. So the company that we're partnering with is called One at a Time, and they're based out of California, and I'm just so excited about what hopefully we can do as we start to grow to have an impact to get some people some clean water and families, and then also kind of help these youth, empower them to be better and do things in the world as well. And so, again, that's our Give Five, Save Five program that never goes away. So when you check out, you enter Save Five, and we take off 5% off of your total, and then we will match that 5% to clean water projects.
That's so excellent. You just have thought of everything from every direction.
I spend a lot of time doing this. I really, really love my job right now, and that's just been such a gift. I mentioned that before, just being able to do what I love each day and be creative with it and make it our own and help people it's so much fun every day.
What's your favorite thing to do with your kids?
I mentioned that in my little write-up. I love to do anything outdoors. I mean, we live in, I feel like, one of the most beautiful places. We live right in the heart of Big Sky Country and mountains. And so I'm adamant about, you know, we don't have cable and we don't have some of these technology distractions. And so we have animals and we try to do lots of stuff outside and kind of just connect and keep our bodies moving, and I'm really trying to instill that in our children as well. And so we try to camp and hike, and they're hunting and they're shooting guns and doing all sorts of Montana things. And so I really love to spend time outside with them, although we do live in winter most of the year.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it cold a lot? I mean, like what we have here in Florida, it's summer for 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have winter for 6 months of the year?
We do. We have winter for more like 9 months of the year.
Yeah.
But you know, we ski and we hunt and we do, you know, we sled and snowmobile and do some of those fun things too. So just different kinds of outdoor things. And growing up here, you get conditioned to it. I mean, I've lived a lot of different places, and you know, if you live somewhere warm, you get conditioned to warm weather. But if you live cold, I mean, it's, you figure it out, and they play in their snowsuits.
Yeah.
And so yeah, but I do love to spend time with my kids. They're such a huge part of what we do and why we do the things that we do. And we're so grateful to, you know, have this opportunity to talk with you guys today, and just everything that's come our way in the last year has been amazing.
Well, I thank you so much for doing the work that you're doing, because you're really setting a good example of what can be done. So all the best to you. All the best
to you.
And we'll keep talking about your products and see if I can send you some customers your way.
Well, and you're getting wool balls. They're coming too. You got to try these things out.
I want to try your laundry soap too.
Okay, I'll send you a little care package, and you can see what you think. I'm excited for you to try them since you haven't before. And again, I just appreciate this.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to all the past shows. I think we have more than 300 now. So, toxicfreetalkradio.com. Be well.